We've met interesting people at all sorts of places. At the courthouse, the annual toe wrestling championships, the drum circle outside Area 51. What you doing with your large green eyes and big green head? But definitely one of the funnest places to people watch is at your local state fair.
Oh my God, Dorothy, you see this? It's a genuine deer antler beer koozie.
Hey.
It's beautiful. I could put that next to my Himalayan salt lamp that I bought at the fair last year.
Oh, man.
Better buy it now so we don't miss the exhibit on how to milk your llama.
Okay.
Let's go.
That's why we sent Jose and Alexis down to the fairgrounds this year to ask a simple question.
What you doing at the state fair?
I am helping people miss shots.
Yeah, so you are working at the hoop shots booth?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And I have heard that this is the hardest game here.
No, actually, it's actually about luck, you know.
Have you ever made a shot at your own game here?
Three.
Yeah. And how long? How long have you worked here?
I've been here 4 days, so that's my fourth day.
Oh. So in 4 days, you made?
Three shots.
How many attempts are we saying?
No, about 100. Yeah, about 100.
Well, that's pretty good odds.
Yeah.
The rims of the hoops look so small.
Well, it is a carnival. You know, and they are good prizes, you know, whenever it's a scooter up here.
Okay, so now we're going back to where it sounds like it might be a little rigged.
No, it's not rigged.
$10, you tell me it's rigged.
No, it's not rigged.
$20.
It's rigged as hell.
Oh! Did you pay up? Did you give him the $20?
I ran.
Yeah, she ran.
Guess what? That question was also rigged.
Yeah. I love how Alexis thinks 3 out of 100 is really good odds.
Yeah, like, wow, hey. You made 3?
3% chance. There's that Boise State degree coming into play.
I'm just saying. Yeah.
It sounded helpful. It'll only cost you $3,000 to win a scooter.
Seriously.
Beautiful. Now, look, for this next clip, the start of it, Jose sounds like he's trying to interview a little child.
Yeah.
But no, he's in the livestock area trying to interview a goat.
No, yes.
It was talking.
Give me the goat.
Let's hear it.
What you doing at the fair? Oh, he's shy. Is she shy? Is it a girl?
Yeah, it is. Her name is Baked.
Wait, what'd you say?
Baked.
Baked? Why did we name her Baked?
Because she's going to be eaten.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, someone's coming up. Are you looking to purchase this animal?
We're looking for their posters. We're trying to figure... Oh.
I just found out this little animal's going to get eaten this weekend.
Yep.
You guys seem so nonchalant about this. What the heck?
I'm not being nonchalant. It's just a cycle of life. Animals in this barn are market animals that are going to be sold at the auction on Sunday.
Wait, every one of these cute animals around me?
Yes, yeah, actually.
So I shouldn't get attached to Baked, or I shouldn't get attached to Chipmunk, or any of these other...
You shouldn't get attached to your food.
But why'd you give it a name then?
The one that we ate last year, her name was Oreo.
Oh, that sounds good. I'm not going to lie. I know. The entire barn, we're all walking around. Oh, look how cute that one is. That one is.
Yeah.
And then they're all not going to be around for it.
We had a family friend who had a sheep named Lamb Chop.
Oh, no.
And I was, I always played with it. It was so cute. It was in their yard.
Yeah.
And then one night I was at dinner and I said, oh, what are we having? And they said, Lamb Chop.
No!
It was a really hard lesson at 10 years old.
Well, I just learned that lesson.
You're like, why did you cook it? I would eat this thing raw. It's what you're doing at the state fair where Jose and Alexis found one of the biggest beer gardens in the area.
Yeah.
And they asked a simple question.
What you doing at the state fair?
I'm a security guard. Scaring the door for alcohol enforcement.
I see that. You are posted outside the bar right now.
Yes, I am.
And how is that going?
I love it.
You do? Why is that?
Because I have fun interacting with the people.
Can you think of a favorite interaction you've had by chance?
Dancing on top of the roof.
Wait. You were?
Yeah.
Wait. You, while on the job?
Yeah.
How is this allowed?
I was up there, and the guy asked me to dance.
Oh, wait. I was asking about the people, but you're talking about you were the funnest time.
I was the fun. Yes. Why not?
So does alcohol enforcement also mean you can you're allowed to do anything here?
I can do anything as long as I'm doing my job.
Okay. So is dancing on the roof considered your job?
It's part of it.
Oh. I know
what
you read the training
manual. Does anyone want to know why she was on the roof to begin with?
I don't know that either.
Know.
Okay, but if a man asks you to dance on a roof and you're on the clock, you do it.
I applied.
That's the job you want. At the fair, alcohol enforcement encourages you to drink.
Yeah, it's an enforcement in a different way.
Yeah, it's forcing you to drink.
Yeah.
What you doing at the state fair?
I am here celebrating with you, son.
That's right. This is my dad. Dad, say hello to everybody listening.
Hello, listeners.
Okay, so we found the weirdest food item I think you and I have both ever had in our life. Tell everybody, what did we order?
I don't know.
Well, okay, it's what does it look at it?
It looked like a corn dog.
Okay, let me just tell you, what you're about to eat is Fruity Pebbles with a strawberry sauce dipped and deep fried with cheese in the center.
Whoa. What a crazy contraption.
What do you think? It's really big, too. It's in your hands. What are your thoughts before you take a bite?
I think it's going to taste good.
Well, let's see. I'm going to let you take a bite.
Here we go.
Oh, that's Oh, that was a long string cheese.
Mmm. It tastes like a sweet cheese.
Oh. Is that good or bad?
It's good.
You like it?
No, I don't. It's...
Were you being nice for the listeners?
Yes, I am.
Sweet dad.
Aww, your dad is so cute.
His cringe face. I'm like, Dad, you are not enjoying this. Yeah. I know you're not. He's like, I just want the listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Anybody.
No. Even the people who make the sweet cheese.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And right after he turned to you, he's like, and I love you, son.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, wait, do you really?
It's a good point. Yeah. What is real coming out of your dad's mouth?
Yeah. Are you proud of me?
Yeah.
It's what you're doing at the state
Yay,
fair.
Yay, Jose's dad!
Yay!
We're going to do a phone tap right after this.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.